CBSI on the World, I'm John Batchelor. $14.1 billion offered by Nippon Steel for U.S. Steel. A good deal. I welcome Veronique DeRogier of the Mercatus Center, writing about this most recently at Creators Syndicate, because it looks like a good deal to me. However, Veronique, a very good evening to you. U.S. Steel is part of America's heritage. Nippon Steel is a product of the success that the U.S. and the Japanese had rebuilding that economy after the destruction of the Second War. Japan has a very strong relationship with the United States, a mutual defense pact. The Navy deploys out of Japan, and all along the Okinawa Island chain are episodes that we can anticipate will be critical when and if there's a battle over Taiwan. All of this says these two countries share a future together. And yet, I learned from you that the Biden administration objects to $14.1 billion for U.S. Steel. Why? Good evening to you.
Well, I think why it's hard to tell why. The alleged reason is that it would endanger our national security if this company, which will likely face financial trouble if it is not bought, or could face financial trouble and hence, you know, like have to reorganize and to restructure, is a national security issue. And it's as you said, I mean, we have very strong ties with Japan, so it's hard to see how this Japanese company buying at a very high price with a big premium an American steel company to operate in the U.S. would be a problem.
And U.S. Steel wants to sell. The owners of U.S. Steel, the stockholders, everybody says yes.
Everyone says yes. And the only people who are just not are against the deal, and I think in the end it's at the heart of the issue, is the unions. The unions don't want a Japanese company buying a U.S. company. I assume it's because they assume that the union contracts there will be a change or there will be resistance to having union contracts. I don't know. But everyone suspects that this is really the reason why the Biden administration is anti-Japan. Buying this company. And President Trump is against it too. And I think it's just more reflective kind of to being against anything that is not American, even though it's operating in America with American workers and everything.
So we have two presidential candidates who are of one mind, Japan, no. There is the theory that Japan is going to shut down U.S. Steel. Did I read that correctly? Who came up with that?
It's some of the things. Well, that's kind of some of the fears that unions are floating, and it's just really kind of bizarre of a theory, because usually you don't spend $14.5 billion to just shut it all down. This is just not really how it works. Companies don't like wasting money. But I mean, it makes no sense. And it's particularly unsettling, because it would be a very good deal for the U.S. and for American Steel, the American Steel Company, right? I mean, it would be an injection of capital that it probably needs. It's also the possibility of improving on its technology. I've seen many people make that case, so I assume it's grounded in reality, and so it would be a plus.
It's possible that it's an electioneering gambit.
Yes.
It's possible that next year $14.3 billion might buy this. I wanted to do one other article that you've written this week about industrial policy. This has to do with the announcement of $8.5 billion for Intel, part of a $20 billion package. The rest is to be a loan. And other high-end companies manufacturing chips to build in the U.S. Now, I'm presuming this is industrial policy as well. Is it wise?
I just think that if Intel wants to build companies in the U.S., it doesn't need an incentive to do it. And in fact, Intel had signaled, along with Samsung and other companies, that they were going to invest and expand their operation, the semiconductor operation in the U.S. before the CHIP Act was even enacted. But no, it's not wise. It's not wise. First, I understand that people are worried about the potential disruption to our supply chain if in the case that China would invade Taiwan. That's a very real issue. But if companies are thinking this is an issue and there's a way for them to fill in the gap and to make sure that the supply chain of chips is resilient, right, they're going to take steps. But what industrial policy wants is not just to make the supply chain resilient. It wants to actually say that the only way to make the supply chain resilient is to actually transfer and make all the chips here in the U.S. And that is just not correct. We have a lot of friendly country with whom where it would be much cheaper to operate and also where the regulatory burden would be much lower. And instead, we're spending dozens of billions of dollars to convince company to do it here in the U.S., again, in ways that they would have probably done because they had signaled that they were going to do it anyway. And in an environment where the regulatory process is actually so heavy and so burdensome, and that on top of that, in order to receive the subsidies, you have to put up with all sorts of requirements that you and I have talked about, that there are massive and major delays in the building of the fabs. The other thing that's worth noting is that people think it's going to bring jobs to the states that are getting the new fabs. But it's very unlikely. Most of these factories and semiconductor fabs are remarkably modern. And just they're mostly robots building chips.
What we also have is that Japan is building a fab, TSMC fab. At the same time, the U.S. is building a TSMC fab. And they're very far ahead, chiefly to do with the fact that they've permitted the Taiwan experts to travel to Japan to help them construct the fab. And I'm told that that is not uniformly the case in America and Arizona.
So for one thing, the CHIP Act was announced a year before the subsidies in Japan were announced, and they were deployed, and I think the fab is already built and ready to operate. I watched a video recently where they do say we have to be careful. It's not exactly an apples to apples comparison because they're not making the same type of chips. And the rest is over my head. So they did warn, but they said nonetheless, basically, while you can understand that building the kind of fabs that they were building in Japan would go faster than the US, there's nothing that actually justifies the incredible delays in the US.
The summary here is Japan is an ally. Veronique DeRizzi of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Patton.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.